that's when they were asking for volunteers or different naval air stations in different countries. And one was Port Lyote in Morocco. Another one was Roosevelt Roads in Puerto Rico, and then Guantanamo down Cuba. So everybody was they were picking out guys, and I didn't volunteer because I was told right at the beginning when I went in the Navy, never volunteer for anything. Well, I was the last one picked for Guantanamo, and I didn't want to go, but that was it. So we went down, and I was down there in November of 1952. They had different beer gardens, as you call them, and they were all open because it was very warm. The temperature was very moderate down there. Guys would play cards and what have you, but we had a library up there too, which was kind of neat, and I liked that. We had some recreational area things we could do. We did some scuba diving, and if you caught any, big fish such as grouper, and we did spear fishing, we could take it over to the enlisted man's club, and they cook it up for us for dinner, and which was great, So. Lyceum came down. What it was is that it was sort of into a little alcove. It was surrounded by we had to walk down the steps in order to get to the Lyceum, and there was a refreshment stand, and then all the chairs were there, and they were canvas chairs, and right next to the Lyceum was the big seaplane ramp. It was just a big, great big expanse, concrete. Most of the time, you went over there, you went from the chow hall to there, and they basically, you could get a drink, you get beer, and most of the beer they had was Hatui, which is a Cuban beer, and sometimes it was good, other times it was bad, and it was a name of an Indian chief. That's basically what it was. And when I said sometimes it was good, sometimes it was bad, if you got a batch of green beer and sometimes it wasn't done right, you could get pretty sick. And a couple of guys did a few times, but food was excellent. Oh, yeah. This friend of mine, Joey DeBono, who came down, he was on the Tin Can, which is a destroyer, and he came over and I said, you can't go to Chow in your uniform. Get out of it. So Joe and I were basically about the same size, so I gave him a pair of my shorts and a T-shirt. And he had his own T-shirt, but I gave him, I think that was about all he had to do. So I got him into the Chow Hall. Sometimes they'd ask for your pass to show your ID. Most of the time they didn't. But Joey went out of his mind. He says, God, he says, you eat like kings. He said, look at all this food. He said, we don't get this kind of food aboard ship. He says, because, on a Tin Can, if rough weather comes along, it's just sandwiches at the most. And one of the nicest things I have to tell you about this is that if you did the 4 to 8 in the morning, you go over to the bake shop, and they were just coming out with hot rolls and cinnamon buns. And you'd always go in there, and they'd always give you one. At the end of the air station, there was a little restaurant, and that was run by the Cubans. It was just a nice little restaurant. You could go there, and you could get Cuban food. It was a change of pace, but for the most part, one of the most popular dishes down there was called fish heads and rice. And I didn't believe it until I went down. I did one time, and sure enough, they had fish in mixed in with the rice, but there were fish heads standing up in the rice, and I thought, oh, God, I didn't know if I wanted to eat there or not, but it was good. We had our laundry done by the Chinese workers who were down there, so it was great, and it was really interesting because I forgot about that. You could actually put your gear, all your laundry into a sack with your name on it and leave it down at the door, and he'd come by maybe once or twice a week, pick it all up. Next thing you know, it was all wrapped up in nice packages, tied with your name on the top, and it was just great. Sunbathing is my off hours. I'd go out, we'd go, and that was, I'd do that, and then we'd go skin diving.